Kenya was tense a day after a second opposition lawmaker was slain within the space of 3 days in the western city of Kisumu, which has seen some of the worst violence since the December 27th vote. Police fired on people protesting the death of lawmaker David Tuu. Fresh protests also broke out in the Rift Valley town of Eldoret, an opposition stronghold. Speaking to reporters in Nairobi, Mr. Ban said he was reasonably encouraged that Kenyan leaders have the will to solve the crisis, which has killed at least 850 people and displaced more than 250,000. He said the violence has done serious damage to Kenya's economy and its image.
All international community, whole world are watching on you. The future is on your shoulder.
I am deeply concerned about this situation, and the number of deaths is just intolerable and unacceptable in modern world. This must stop, and this is up to Kenyan people. You must act according to all established practices in this modern world.
With President Mwai Kibaki in Addis Ababa for an African Union summit, negotiators from the government and opposition met for the second day to try to break the political deadlock. Opposition leader Raila Odinga has insisted on a new vote to determine the winner of Kenya's presidency, but Mr. Kibaki refuses to negotiate on his victory. He says Mr. Odinga should take his complaint to court. Mr. Odinga's Orange Democratic Movement insists the December 27th vote was flawed, and many international observers have reported irregularities in the vote count. There have been fears that the violence, initially characterized as an outburst of rage over the conduct of the election, has now devolved into tribal attacks and possibly even ethnic cleansing. Tensions in Kenya have heightened in recent days with the killing of the two lawmakers from Odinga's Orange Democratic Movement. After his meeting with Mr. Ban, Mr. Odinga insisted that the government accept a U.S. offer for the Federal Bureau of Investigation to help conduct an inquiry into the slaying of Mugabe Were, an ODM lawmaker slain on Tuesday. Mr. Odinga has described Were's killing as a political assassination.
We are demanding that the government should take up this offer if they really want people to believe that they want to get to the root cause of this murder. The police are themselves complicit. The police are compromised. They are part of the problem. They cannot be relied upon to carry out investigations. We want an independent agency to be allowed to carry out this investigation.
Mr. Odinga has also accused the government of playing a role in the slaying of the second lawmaker, David Tuu. The police have described Tuu's slaying by a police officer in Eldoret as a crime of passion. Tuu was killed along with a woman who is the girlfriend of the policeman who gunned them down. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.